From high atop the ice surface at Bell MTS Place, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm host and analyst Drew Mindell, recapping Game 6 of this epic second-round playoff series between the Nashville Predators and the Winnipeg Jets. Jets came home tonight, Monday night, after Saturday night's victory in Nashville, looking to close out the series on home ice in front of the rabid crowd outside, 15,000 inside, upwards of 25,000 outside, looking to secure a date in the conference finals against the Vegas Golden Knights. But for the second consecutive game on home ice, the Winnipeg Jets were not able to capitalize on that home ice advantage, dropping a 4-0 decision tonight to the Nashville Predators, forcing a Game 7 back in Nashville on Thursday night. It was really the Philip Forsberg and Victor Arvidsson show tonight for the Predators, as both of those players had two goals for the Preds in another what can be described as listless performance by the Winnipeg Jets for a lot of this game. The Nashville Predators, much like they did in Game 4 last Thursday night, just absolutely bottled up the Winnipeg Jets, did not allow them any time or space through the neutral zone. And the Winnipeg Jets, despite having 4 power play opportunities to 0 power play opportunities until the game was out of hand for the Predators, despite that tremendous advantage on the score sheet in terms of power plays, were not able to capitalize. Predators opened the scoring tonight 1:02 into the first period. Victor Arvidsson with his 4th of the playoffs, assist to Roman Josi and Ryan Johansson. Tremendous play here by Victor Arvidsson. He gets plastered into the end boards behind Connor Hellebuck, hitting quite hard. Looked like his face, his upper body, right into the boards. He gets up, and while falling to the ice in front of Connor Hellebuck, he gets his stick on the point shot from Roman Josi, deflecting it past Connor Hellebuck. Initially, it was waved off for a high stick, but review clearly showed that the stick was not high, primarily because Arvidsson was falling to the ice. And the call on the ice was overturned, and it was a 1-0 Predators lead 1:02 into the game. Again, not the start the Winnipeg Jets were looking for on home ice in front of a rabid crowd that included former Winnipeg Jets superstar Teemu Selänne, who flew in for tonight's Game 6. Unfortunately, Teemu's presence in the building was not enough for the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets, outshot the Predators, they tied in shots on goal in the first period, 10 shots apiece. But the story of the game, the Jets had very few grade A opportunities throughout the game. The Predators did a tremendous job keeping everything to the outside and preventing the Jets from getting few quality scoring chances to speak of. First period was finished with that 1-0 Predators lead. Second period, the Jets came out quite aggressively. Actually, before we start on that second period, we should comment on the fact that from the 8:54 mark of the first period through the 17:26 mark of the first period, so little over 8 minutes of playing time, the Predators took 3 consecutive minor penalties. Mattias Ekholm for delay of game, puck over glass, Austin Watson for hooking, and Yannick Weber for tripping. The Jets gifted 3 power play opportunities in the first period, and the power play for the Jets was absolutely empty tonight. Wasn't able to produce anything, just had a very difficult time even gaining the zone and setting up their power play in the Predators zone. The Predators very aggressive on the penalty kill, like we've seen all series long, and they just seemed to win the puck battles. They were the first on a lot of the loose pucks tonight, and the Jets will have to be looking back at the power play opportunities as a missed opportunity, especially given that they had 3 of those in the first period with an opportunity to either tie the game after Arvidsson had scored early in the first, or potentially take a commanding lead in the game on those power play opportunities. As I mentioned before, the second period started with the Jets coming out as the more aggressive of the two teams. A lot of zone time for the Jets in the Predator zone in and around Pekka Rinne. Philip Forsberg gets his 6th goal of the playoffs. It comes on a play where he's broken his stick and he has to go to the bench to get a new stick. And while they're collecting the new stick, he gets in behind Ben Chiarot, finds the puck, sort of bodies Chiarot away from the puck, comes in, With a quality opportunity, Sherratt is forced to take a penalty. But despite Sherratt's penalty, Forsberg is able to get the puck up and through Connor Hellebuyck while crashing hard into the net. Craig Smith gets the assist on that. It's only his second assist in the playoffs. Ryan Johansson with his second assist of the game. It's a 2-0 Predators lead at that point. They get that all-important second goal, especially coming at an opportunity where the Jets were pressing and had some opportunities on Pekka Rinne to try and tie the game. You could sort of feel it as a demoralizing goal for the Predators. That goal held up after 40 minutes. The Preds had the 2-0 lead, and the Jets were facing an uphill climb to get back into the game. Third period, Jets did not seem as though they had much of a push in them tonight here at Bell MTS Place. Third period, some back and forth action, nothing that you would describe as really a threatening opportunity for the Jets. Pekka Rinne was very much on his game tonight. The few quality chances the Jets had, he was up to task. There were no rebounds to speak of in front of him. And when there were rebounds, the Predators were first on the puck tonight, not the Jets, like we'd seen in Game 5 on Saturday night, where the Jets were able to pounce on a number of loose pucks in front of Pekka Rinne. Philip Forsberg gets his second goal of the game, his seventh of the playoffs, to make it 3-0 for the Predators. This comes at the 5:55 mark of the third period, and it's a highlight reel goal that you're going to be seeing on all the sports shows for, certainly tonight, and it would not surprise me days and weeks to come. Forsberg goes through his legs with the shot. The amount of skill it takes to pull that off is tremendous. Jacob Trouba went in behind the net, sort of left Forsberg all alone there. Arvidsson was able to slide the pass to Forsberg. Morrissey was late getting over to try and check Forsberg, who made a fantastic play. If you tried this play during a street hockey game, your friends would yell at you to get off the ice for stop being such a showboat. The amount of skill it takes to be able to execute this play like Philip Forsberg did, especially in the heat of the moment of a game, is overwhelming. It's like I said, that made it 3-0. Forsberg with his seventh from Arvidsson and Josi. Arvidsson with his second point on the night. Josi with his second point of the night. Forsberg with his second point of the night. And it's 3-0 for the Predators. And you felt at that point in time that this game was all for naught for the Winnipeg Jets. And it was going to lead to a Game 7 on Thursday night back in Nashville. Arvidsson got his second goal of the game, his fifth of the playoffs, from Philip Forsberg with 4:02 to go in the third period. This went into an empty net as the Jets elected to pull Connor Hellebuyck in an attempt to get back on the scoreboard, maybe make the last 5 minutes of this game competitive. They weren't able to do that. Arvidsson with his second, he has a three-point night. Forsberg, he has a three-point night. They were just dominant. Johansson with two assists. The top line, much like the Jets' top line on Thursday night, was terrific in Nashville. The Predators' top line tonight was terrific for the Preds here in Winnipeg, sending the game back to Nashville. The series back to Nashville, rather, for a seventh game Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pekka Rinne, after some shaky performances in these playoffs, bounced back strong tonight. Was not overly tested. The Jets had 34 shots on goal, but a few of those which you would describe as quality scoring chances. But he was tremendous for the Predators. Looked like the Vezina Trophy winning Pekka Rinne. Connor Hellebuyck, he gets scored the 3 goals against and the empty netter as well. Can't really fault him for the performance tonight. He made a couple other saves, including one glove save, I believe. It might have been a blocker save on Craig Smith earlier in the game. But, besides the scoring, the goals that the Predators scored, he actually wasn't that tested as well. The Predators just were content after they took a 2-0, maybe even the 3-0 lead, to just sort of chip and chase. Chip the puck out, nothing aggressive, nothing silly, and the Jets had no answer and no response for the Nashville Predators in tonight's contest. Look at the time on ice in tonight's game. Dustin Byfuglien leading all Winnipeg Jets players, much like he has throughout the playoffs, with 25 minutes and 40 seconds. Brian Little, who was questionable to play after he had missed the morning skate, he got 13 minutes of 7 seconds of ice time, but it was not a good night for the Winnipeg Jets. Predators PK Subban, 24-43, plus 2 on the plus minus if you subscribe to that. But you really look at the top line for the Predators. As I mentioned, they combined for 8 points. They're each a plus 4 in this, on ice for all 4 of the Predators' goals in this contest. And a series that most people said was between two tremendously evenly matched teams prior to it beginning, is now down to a one-game winner-take-all, the first ever Game 7 to be played at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. We'll go on Thursday night. It's been a best of seven, it's been a best of five, it's been a best of three, and now it is a winner-take-all. It's exactly what people had hoped for from this series, an epic series between these two best teams in the NHL. From Winnipeg Jets' perspective, a lot to work on after tonight's game. Power play certainly struggled tonight. I wonder if that would have been different. The skating legs weren't really there for the Jets. They have to get back into doing what they did so well on Saturday night in Nashville to try and move on with home ice advantage against the Vegas Golden Knights, who are sitting, waiting. All the other series concluded. All the other second round series have now concluded with the Capitals beating the Penguins earlier tonight. So we now have a Game 7, the only Game 7 between the Jets and the Predators, the winner facing the Vegas Golden Knights sometime, well, presumably Sunday, maybe Saturday, but we'll see. We'll get a Game 7 before we have to worry about the next round. For Dave Minuk of IllegalCurve.com, he's doing great work getting audio from the Jets dressing room. I'm your host, I'm your analyst, Drew Mandel. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. A reminder, a special Tuesday edition of NHL This Week will come to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock on TSN Radio 1290, breaking down everything we saw tonight here in Game 6 and getting you prepped for Game 7 on Thursday night. That's it from Bell MTS Place. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.